McCarthy holdout Representative Ralph Norman says there is written deal for speakership. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on January 5, 2023. Representative Ralph Norman, RSC, one of 20 House Republicans who voted against Representative Kevin McCarthy for Speaker, expects a written offer between McCarthy and his opponents to be completed Thursday night, Punchbowl News reported. Punchbowl News's Jake Sherman reported that a deal between McCarthy and his opponents is close. Reps. Chip Roy, RTX, and Patrick McHenry, RNC, had reportedly been leading negotiations with McCarthy. All the big players met in Representative Tom Emmer's RMN office, and according to Sherman, Norman expects an offer in writing tonight. Norman says there's an agreement in writing as he heads into Emmer's office, Punchbowl News's John Bresnahan reported. He's been asked to look at it. Norman likes deal so far but wants more, Bloomberg's Eric Wasson reported, adding that Thursday's deal is just round one. Wasson also confirmed reports that the deal includes a promise for standalone votes on each of the 12 annual appropriation bills. Says a props will be come up under open rules, Wasson tweeted. No point of order against earmarks yet. The breakthrough reports about a deal being on the table to secure McCarthy's speakership come amid a long day of negotiations, concessions, and multiple failed speaker votes. The House on Thursday tried to elect a speaker for a 10th time, with the 11th vote expected to fail as well. McCarthy has already offered his conservative detractors several concessions, including one member motion to vacate, instead of five more House Freedom Caucus members on the House Rules Committee, promises to hold votes on controversial term limit and border security bills, the McCarthy-aligned Congressional Leadership Fund, CLF, and conservative activist group Club for Growth have also struck a deal that would prevent CLF from weighing in on any open seat primaries in safe Republican districts. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.